The village of Monolithos, located in the southwestern part of Rhodes, is a small yet historically significant settlement, home to 169 residents as of the 2021 census. Nestled in a rugged landscape, it lies 10 kilometers southeast of Apalachia and 30 kilometers from Prazenice. The region is known for its rich agricultural and beekeeping traditions, with locals cultivating olives, honey, and livestock. Monolithos is also close to the archaeological site of ancient Kimisala, which has been the focus of recent excavations, revealing evidence of a once-thriving ancient city and necropolis. The village's most iconic landmark is the Castle of Monolithos, a 15th-century fortress built by the Knights of St. John under Grand Master Pierre d'Aubusson to defend Rhodes against Ottoman threats. Perched on a 100-meter-high rocky outcrop, the castle was nearly impregnable, accessible only via a narrow stone-carved staircase. Though partially in ruins, the fortress offers breathtaking panoramic views of the Aegean, and within its walls stands the small chapel of St. Pantaleimon, which remains a place of pilgrimage. Monolithos also played a key role during World War II, serving as a covert resistance outpost against German occupation. The Limerie Cave, hidden in the foothills of Mount Acromitis, was used as a secret hideout by Greek resistance fighters and British intelligence operatives until May 1945. The bravery of Maria Melandri, a local shepherdess who risked her life to deliver food and intelligence to the operatives, was later recognized by the British government, which awarded her the Partisan Medal in 1987. Today, Monolithos stands as a testament to Rhodes' medieval fortifications, wartime resilience, and enduring agricultural traditions.